And you can start off, lead off on the next question, which is, from your perspective, what are the drawbacks of the process?
Okay. I have to get my head together here. All right. The biggest drawback of the Nordic proposal, and unfortunately of the whole oceans proposal, is that the level of knowledge that we need and that our regulatory community needs to accurately and adequately consider these kinds of enterprises is still too low. That's our biggest problem right now. Which is not to say that Nordic could not design, build, and operate a plant that would essentially be a net positive for our region. They probably could. But we're not asking them to do that yet. And I'm not confident that under our current regulatory structure, we'll be able to ask them to do that. And that's why I'm working with Upstream Watch, and other folks are too, to try and really make the regulatory process as strong as we possibly can. Because Nordic has come in, they, in my opinion, have worked in a top-down fashion to get this project off the ground. And I think they made a strategic mistake in not really involving the citizens of Belfast a little sooner than they did. If you compare the reception that Nordic got in Belfast with the reception that Whole Oceans has received in Bucksport, you'll see that the way these two companies have gone about dealing with local citizens has been very different. I made some comments for the record on the Bucksport proposal. They didn't particularly have any effect, but I got a call from the CEO of Whole Oceans after I submitted my comments for the record. And he asked me to come down and sit with him and his inner circle, including the city manager, Susan Lessard, who is actually a Belfast resident, but she's the city manager in Bucksport. So she sees both of these facilities and the controversy they're generating. And he didn't have to do that. You know? I mean, my comments went into the record, but they didn't really change the way that permitting process is going, at least not so far. But I don't think that Nordic has made that kind of an approach or an attempt to reach out to the opponents of this facility. And I think I understand why. It's very large. It is capitally financed from largely from Norway, and they are playing on a global market. And as environmentally conscious and as environmentally friendly as I think they want their plant to be, this facility will ultimately be driven by market forces overseas.
1 minute?
Okay. So, again, the regulatory process needs to be strengthened. We need to see a little bit more out of Nordic in terms of what they're really planning. And one of the things we don't know, for example, is we still don't know what's going to be in the food they're going to feed their fish. If we don't know what's in the food, we can't tell what the constituents are that are going to come out in the wastewater. So we don't know whether or not the treatment processes that they're proposing are going to protect the waters and the marine life that they're discharging to. So there's a lot that needs to be done. I am cautiously optimistic that we will get a regulatory process that will produce the kind of information we need to make those good decisions. But until we do that, I can't support this farm.
Thank you.